I've played obviously in League One before. I haven't played in the Championship before, but we've played a lot of teams in the Championship in pre-season and in the Cup in the last few years. We've played a few Premier League teams, and I feel like I've always done well against the bigger teams, and I'm just obviously happy to be here, but at the same time, I know that ideally I still want to play higher than this. My ambitions are to play at the highest level, and I'm just happy that this is a great opportunity for me to showcase that I can play at this level.
You achieved promotion. Just tell us a bit about what that was like and the whole, what that meant to you and what you learnt from it.
Yeah, it was great. Obviously, I played the last probably 20 games the season we got relegated, and I had a chance of moving that summer, and I chose not to. I chose to stay at Shrewsbury, and I said that I wanted to get them back promoted. And yeah, it was a great season. We had a great team spirit there, which I think is needed if you're going to get promoted. We was together, and we had a great bunch of lads and great staff there that helped. But to play, I think I played 53 games last season, and I was ever present in a team that got promoted. Will always be something I look back on with fond memories. Obviously, the boys have started well here. They've had three good results so far. I think the gaffer said they could have won on Tuesday night to make it three, but at the same time, 7 points out of three games is a great start to the season, and hopefully another 3 points this weekend.
The second centre-back that's come in sort of 8 days, how well are you the competition for sort of first-team places at Brighton?
Of course, I think there's four centre-backs, maybe five. I think there's another young boy who played in the Cup, so I know obviously there's going to be competition, but at every club in the country, whether you be in League Two, League One, Championship or Premiership, you're always going to have competition for your place. I know there's going to be four good centre-halves here, and that's always necessary. It pushes you to work harder every single day. It pushes you to make sure you're training the best you can be every day, so it'll only be good for me at my age to improve myself and get better. I'll always give 100% in every single game. I don't like people that don't give 100%. I think it's a game of football. People obviously pay money to go and watch it, and to me, I think that's the minimum you can do. But I'm a centre-back that likes to have the ball, likes to play with the ball, but also I know my role as a defender is to keep a clean sheet, and that is what I take pride in. But I'm a centre half that likes to play football. I like to pass the ball, so hopefully at this level I'll still be able to do exactly the same.
Last season a centre back was the top goal scorer, right? You seem to pop up with a few of those as well.
Golson striding forward, Golson whips the board in, always goes for goal. Oh, it's in! What a goal! Connor Golson! From all of 35 yards, he's found the top corner of the net. Magnificent from the skipper.
I had a good season last season. I scored 7 goals, so obviously that was my best return as yet. But you don't know, obviously you're not going to get that every season as centre-back, but once you score one, you get a little bit confident that you, every corner you go up for, it seems to land somewhere near you and on your head. So hopefully if you can get one, then they all seem to land somewhere around you. So that's the main thing, is obviously getting off the mark. But at the same time, as I said, my duty as a centre-back is to keep clean sheets, and that is what I pride myself on.
The visitors on Saturday at Blackburn Rovers, you're one of the few players who've already played against them this season. What have they got to offer as a team?
Yeah, we played them in the Cup, and we had a great result there. We went there and beat them 2-1. Obviously, they're a good side. I don't think at this level there isn't a good side. So obviously we know it's going to be a tough game. They had a good left winger against us. I think it was Marshall, who's he was a good player. And obviously, you know, there's the likes of Rhodes who will always score a goal. But as I said, every game at this level is going to be a tough game. But with the side that we've got and the start that they've made to the season, then I'm sure that we'll be good enough.